This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy. Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You know what one of my favorite Larry King quotes is?
What's that, sir?
I never learned a thing when I was interviewing somebody. What an admission to me.
That's because he probably wasn't paying attention.
Right.
Huh? Oh. So when we started in the 80s, however briefly, the first time and then came back later, was Larry was the overnight, right? What was Ruck? What was that? Was before your time, but was Larry originally like 12 to 3, midnight to 3, and Art? Because I read where Art Bell replaced him. I thought they followed one another.
Well, they were both syndicated, but the times that we replayed him, so they would send the feed maybe 7 to 10 or something like that,
mm-hmm.
and then we would record him and replay him.
Larry
King.
But I think earlier he did the nocturnal show. At
okay.
one point.
That would have been before my
early
time.
Early in the 80s. And, but when we had Larry King followed by Art Bell, it was fantastic because Art Bell was...
The cuckoo clocks were humming
yes.
pretty good.
Art, I didn't ever hear this on Art, but we were doing some tweeting about Larry and Art. Do you know that Art, one of the conspiracies that Art had was that in Russia... They had, they were, for some reason, had drilled down into Earth a mile, right?
Okay.
And when they got down there, they could hear the screams from hell.
Oh,
the screams of agony from hell. And that, they had the guy who presented that evidence, and he was one of their regulars.
And Art Bell was just probably
rapt attention.
I didn't know hell was earthbound.
I didn't either, but it kind of refutes all the theories, but on Art's show, it was, it's amazing. I tweeted something about Art out and all these people tweeting back. I'd be driving across country and you could get Art had like 2,000 stations or something like that. He was everywhere.
If you were an insomniac, you were listening to Art Bell.
And I never could figure out west of the Rockies. West of the Rockies was that you were calling from west of the Rockies. And
right.
They had two lines, one east of the Rockies, one west of the Rockies. Then they had another one for special
hotline
people. And then they had another one for the people who were really nuts, I guess. And that was, of course.
But Art would engage them.
Oh, yes.
And he'd be, keep them on for 5 minutes.
Is he still with us?
No. Art's dead.
Art did die fairly. I don't think he made it out of his 60s. I looked it up, like 60, he was 68 or something.
Okay.
No bigger believer or follower, though, than Bob Davis, who.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Know, Davis.
Who is currently west of the Rockies in his ambulance with his podcast right now.
But when Davis was the overnight guy here running the board, didn't he end up like when the millennium was coming? Didn't he like travel?
Nervous. He was nervous about the millennium.
Travel the U.S. He wanted to make sure he wasn't in a plane because it was going to fall out of the sky and the whole deal from listening to Art.
Oh, my God.
It was a great disappointment.
West of the Rockies.
Yes.
Yeah, he had that mellow voice.
What the great thing about Art was how mellow he was when these complete morons
would call in
and say, Art, there's a meteor. It's going to strike Earth in 20 minutes. Well, sorry to hear that, Tommy.
He was also into La Chupacabra, which is a version of Bigfoot that I'm not. Yes. It came up quite often on the show.
Look, he was in the less wooded areas, wasn't he?
Desert guy.
Mexico. Yes. He spent a lot of time in Mexico, that one.
The mean, nasty Chupacabra.
Mm-hmm. Can you enlighten us? Do you know the history of the Bill Quillacy call to Larry King?
Apparently there were two. And mm-hmm. the first time, he didn't get much time because Larry blew him off. But, you know, Bill was just a listener.
Well, a listener of ours, right?
A listener of ours. He wasn't a character on ours. But did we ever meet Bill, by the way?
I don't know.
Maybe not at a remote or the state fair
or something. I don't know if we ever met.
He called himself Frank Quillacy's imaginary brother.
And here is, unfortunately, you and I do our best to ruin the call with laughter. But here is Bill's second call to Larry. Now, this is one of our characters, one of the proudest moments, I would say, in the history of Monday Night Sports Talk, we made one of our guys made national news, right?
Yep.
What?
That's Quillacy here. How are you?
Hey, baby, how are you?
Hey, I confused you the last time I called you. I said it was the imaginary brother of Frank Quillacy who used to play for the Twins.
I don't remember. Where are you now?
I'm still his imaginary brother.
That's why you can't be on the phone.
Well, I am, though, Larry.
Hey. Well, wait a minute, sir. Now, hold on. This is very important. You want to treat it importantly. If you are imaginary, how can you be talking?
I could, well, you see, I eat a lot of lead chips, Larry, and it kind of gets to me. Have you ever had any?
Any what?
Lead chips. I peel them off my wall in my basement.
Oh, I do that all the time.
And it really makes me psycho.
Yeah, most people do that, though. Don't think you're alone.
I was thinking of going to Washington and signing you to a contract to appear on the Sunday Night Show with Bernie Meltzer.
If you're a psycho, come to Washington. You'll be right at home there, too.
You can, oh, really? You can,
Where do you live, sir?
Pittsburgh.
What home?
It's kind of a psycho word, but I got out.
Where? You're a patient, obviously. Where?
I'm talking about the show, Larry. The Bernard Meltzer, Larry King Hour.
Sir,
you can be whimsical. Bernard can recite poetry. It'll be great.
Sir? Rest. Not bad. Go to Biggs.
Oh, man.
Wow. Now, here's the question.
Yeah.
Did King... Was King playing along, and did he get the bit, or was he
no?
What?
I would imagine he got so many screwy calls that he played along with it. I thought he was great here because he said, "Now wait a minute, you're imaginary, so how can you be talking?" He kind of gave Bill a little pause there for a minute. And that's what
he did have the pipes, didn't he?
Oh, and he went
Larry
to,
had the pipes.
Went
yeah,
to
he
the
did.
Lead chips.
That was wonderful.
How many? What was Larry's final total on brides? Eight.
I think
eight, right?
The hell of a boyfriend and a lousy husband.
I tell you, I said, I used to listen to hell before I was on the radio. I used to listen if I was in the car to his
late who's
night
calling,
show,
what's going
late
on.
Night show to hear these screwballs. But I said he had the best late night show and the worst newspaper column in history. That thing he wrote for USA. That thing, he had nothing to do with it.
Right,
he just had some guy writing it. But he was big enough there for a while. The USA Today, when they were getting started, had to have Larry's Dots and Dashes.
That's right.
Larry's Dots and Dashes.
Oh man!
What do you think of yesterday's games, Patty?
I was disappointed in the Packers. I had big hopes for the Packers. I thought that this was a team to go to the Super Bowl, but they never played good. But, Joe, you've been watching football for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
NFL Variety, have you ever seen defensive backs allowed to get away with what they got away with yesterday?
Letting them play?
Letting them play. Letting them tackle.
Right.
The only penalty that was called was the one that decided the game, and that was because he stretched out Tyler Johnson's
It was like a rubber band.
Feet, and they damn near didn't call that one. Mm-hmm. And he finally said, well, this isn't going to look good on the replay if they show this will be the this will be the cover of something. So they called that. But that was the only pass interference call all day. And they were tackling each other and grabbing each other. And it was very weird. The NFL must have ordered them not to call much pass interference. And these guys took it to the optimum level, that's for sure.
What do you think Brady was thinking when he said, hey, let's not punt. Send me back out there in 8 seconds. Did he know something? Did he know he could get it behind the defensive back?
Well, they must have thought they had a play, you know, that they could beat. The funny thing about it is this Scotty Miller – they had done this. This guy had done the same thing a couple of weeks ago in a game. Mm-hmm. Ran by somebody at the and they put him on the field for this play. You know, he came on the field and
fresh.
You would have thought that the Bucks, I mean, the Packers might have said, well, maybe they got something in mind for this guy,
right.
Instead of not having a safety in the man. They were so worried about giving up a field goal that they gave up a touchdown. But, yeah, I think Brady says, hey, what do we got to lose? Right. It's fourth down. There's 8 seconds to go. It wasn't an eight?
Yes.
Yeah.
So even if we give them the ball at the here with 3 seconds to go, they don't have any timeouts left. What difference does it make? So.
Right.
Yeah,
he's pretty damn good, isn't he, Pat?
He was, and people are giving him a little heat about the three interceptions. Well, the last one was a punt. Mm-hmm. You know, he just threw it down there as far as he could. And the second to the last one was off somebody's hands. So, I mean, he really only threw one bad one. So, yeah, he's amazing at 43. That's
I wonder
sure.
if we've seen the last of Rodgers.
No, I don't think he's going to quit, but he's... He
can't win a conference title. He's 1-1.
Yeah, he won the first one, 2010. Yeah. He's lost four in a row. But he had the – this is the first time I think he had the best team.
Yeah. You
know, he had the best team this time. They were better, but they – you know what? Tampa's defense pretty good, though. I didn't know they were that good. They put big pressure on him last time and big pressure this time. But
Well, you can't beat the matchup of the mad genius who's 43 and the upcoming and the genius who's 23.
That's right. One thing I want to say is, do you think when Brady got home to Giselle last night, they cackled a bit about Bill Belichick not being in the playoffs and them being back in the Super Bowl?
I think there may have been a moment of...
They had kind of a harsh separation there.
Yes.
They might have... Plus,
he left as a free agent, correct?
Yeah, he was a...
His contract expired.
Yes. He didn't want to stay and... They didn't want to bring him back, and you know, well, about the problem started like 2-3 years before that, when Belichick was trying to kind of move up Jimmy Garoppolo to be the new quarterback, and he thought Greg Brady was at the end, and Brady went and saw Bob, who owns him.
The shaving guy.
The guy who likes the...
All I can think is Bob White, and he's
no
longer with
us. No,
Bob.
We got more money than God. He's the guy that likes the massage.
Yeah,
he went and got the massage. What's his name? One of the most influential owners in the NFL. Well, Brady went right to him and got him to trade Garoppolo. So and that started. Even though they won another Super Bowl and played in two more after that, that caused a breakup there. So, yeah. But you're right. How good was your guy yesterday in game two?
Pretty damn good.
Yeah. Judd and I were talking about it earlier today. They give up a field goal, and then the other team punts, and their guy drops it on the two, and they go in and make a 9-0. What is it, halfway through the first period. Mm-hmm. Did you see Mahomes go over to him and not, like, pump a fist or anything? Just say, you know, not one of those, hey, we got this. Just mm-hmm. went over and patted him on the shoulder and said, yeah, this will be okay. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Yeah, don't worry about it. We're going to get 40. So we're going to get 40. So this isn't going to lose the game for us. So Manny's something. He's great.
And well, it's a hell of a matchup for the.
Ratings.
It's a game I'm going to really pay attention to.
Ratings will be through the, you know, considering we're all home hiding from the pandemic. And
Tampa's got the home field advantage. You get their own locker room, the whole deal.
How many people do they let in down there? 15,000, something like that? They're letting.
Like Green Bay let in a lot.
They let in.
They said 8,500 or 9,000?
Something like that.
But it seemed like
all these things seems like they kind of fudge that.
How do you determine?
It's like a 250 rule in town ball.
Yeah. How do you determine? Well, you can have 8,500, but not 10,500.
You only have so many tickets. Oh, how do they decide?
Yeah.
Because it's not like everybody's sitting spread out. They're, you know, the family. Okay, we want family groups to sit together. Okay. So this family has four drunk sons. Is that what you're telling us?
Yes.
in snowmobile suits? I don't think it's all. I think it's just trying to act like we're taking precautions, I guess.
Those games are better than Super Bowl, except, as I said, this year's Super Bowl really will be a hell of a
good
game.
Now, it'll be interesting if Tampa defense, you know, they did a number on Rodgers. I don't know if they can on this kid, though. He's unbelievable. And now he's got, you know, he had the bad toe yesterday, and you couldn't tell it. So give him two more weeks of toe healing, and you know what they show you, Joe? Speed is, if you can get a fast guy who can catch like two-thirds of them,
right? Mm-hmm.
It's a tremendous advantage because they throw these little passes, and if you miss one tackle, the guy goes 60 yards.
Yeah.
You know? Well, I think you said it, that the biggest change in the game, I think, in the last 20 years is these guys can catch anything.
Yes, they can.
They can catch anything.
It is amazing.
And get their feet in and sacrifice their bodies to fall, and I wouldn't do that.
These gloves they have a little suction on them, too, I think, don't they?
Yeah.
The last touchdown for Buffalo that the guy caught in the end zone was like, that wasn't our guy Diggs, was it? Was it somebody else?
I don't think
it was
Diggs.
Like, boom. Okay.
I got it. Boom.
But I watched both games in their entirety. I haven't done that in years.
Neither have I.
But yeah, I was interested in the Packers, and then you know, Mahomes, you got to watch him, man. You can't.
I've never missed a Mahomes game on TV.
No, you favor him.
It's like watching Gretzky. It's just amazing.
When's New England won back-to-back, what, 04, 05? So when's the last time somebody won back-to-back, 04, 05, something like that?
I'm looking it up.
He's the youngest guy to ever play in three conference. There's only a few who have played in three straight. He's the youngest to do that, and he's now the youngest to play in two Super Bowls to start. Two Super Bowls, so he's
either 23 or 24. What's Aaron? 37?
37, he just had his best year ever, but he didn't. I don't know why. I still can't figure out why he didn't run down there at the goal line. I mean, instead of throw that submarine ball down there when his guy was double covered, and he could have ran it down to the two or the one, probably.
Mm-hmm. So New England was started in 02, and then they won again in 04, 05.
Yeah, that's the last time back-to-back, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, then 14, 16.
This is how many? This is number 11 for him?
Yeah.
Super Bowl number 11? Because mm-hmm. They lost four, right? Two to the Giants, one to the Eagles.
Yep, they lost to...
He won six.
Let me get back.
Maybe this is his 10th then.
I wonder if he intends to return next year.
They lost to the Giants.
Yeah.
They lost to the
Giants
twice.
And they lost the Eagles.
Yep, and they lost the Eagles.
Yeah, so this would be his 10th then.
Pat, does he intend to return?
Oh, he said he wanted to play till 45, so that's after this year, what the hell.
Why not?
Because they were struggling early, you know, and then the legend is he went to them and said, okay, we got to you know, we got to change some of this offensive stuff we're doing here to what I can make work. And because Arians liked to throw it deep, and he wanted some of those possession. But yesterday they were throwing it deep, obviously. His arm is – the difference is he's still got the strong arm. You watch poor old Breeze, and he can barely – he's got to step into it and can barely get it there because this guy's a – big, tall guy, you know. He's a big man, and Breeze is like 5'11", and he
has to step
in. The
other thing Brady can do is he can throw a real nice floater.
Yes, yes.
Just an air balloon that just sails along and then drops right down.
He was hard to argue with. Daughter of Browerville's homecoming queen.
What?
His mother.
Browerville,
Minnesota's homecoming queen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right. I went up there and did a piece before the Super Bowl was here when he came here, and it was
she was raised in California.
Huh?
He was raised
yes,
in California.
But
born here.
She was born here, became a stewardess, and back when she became a stewardess, when we called them stewardesses, moved out to California and met her husband out there, who was, I think he was selling encyclopedias or something, you know, calling on the young girls, or maybe, what else did they sell the young girls?
Vacuums.
When they were gonna get married. Silver, pots and pans.
Pots and pans.
I think he was selling pots and pans or insurance or something. Went to the door. There was a couple of her and another babe who grew up with her in Browerville. We're living together. Struck up enough of a conversation to get a date with her, and that was it. But he had studied for the priesthood, and then he got out of the priesthood. And her brother, the wife's brother, who's still up in Browerville, the family's still up in Browerville, they used to come back every summer. And her brother, I was talking to him, and he said, you know, and he's sitting there with his very devout wife, you know, very
Roman Catholic.
Yeah, 78 years old or something, 75 years old, and very cautious around the media. And I can't remember what the brother's name is. I'd have to look it up, but he's a real character. And he said, you know, Tom Sr., I think he's a senior. He says, you know, Tom Sr., was going to be a priest, but my sister got him out of the habit. And his wife went, don't say that! His wife went nuts. Of course, that made the paper. Yes, it did. You know, yeah, his wife went nuts. But, yeah, they're...
He is Tom Brady Sr.
Yeah.
She's Galen Patricia, Nay yeah. Johnson.
Yeah, Galen Johnson. She was a babe in Browerville, yeah. So.
Well, that was back in the days when they didn't hire stewardesses over the phone.
No, they didn't.
If you know what I mean.
They didn't. That's true. She actually had done some modeling, I think, for Dayton's ads in the Twin Cities here, you know. So, when she was a kid, like 20 or 19 or something, and that helped her become a stewardess back then, too. So, anyway, that's... That's the background there.
You know what? Going to Tampa, he landed on his feet.
Yes, he did.
He landed on his feet.
The thing about Tampa is they got him, and then every time somebody pretty good got jammed up with a team and they didn't want him anymore, they brought him in there. Fournette, the running back, you know, Jacksonville let him go. Fourth overall pick, they got him for nothing. They got a couple of linemen that way. They got about four different. Well, they brought in Antonio Brown, who they didn't really need, but they brought him in too. They were going for it, and they got there.
Yeah,
it sure as hell did.
Mm-hmm.
But how nice was it for Tom to go home after a nice, hard work at the daily office and see her just kind of ready to.
Tell?
Welcome home, honey. What do you want to do after
Giselle
the Super Bowl?
Giselle was a piece of works, as Sid would say on Twitter, during the Belichick feud a couple of times.
Oh, really? I missed that.
I think Tom would have to get her to
dial it back
down again.
I don't need your help, hon. I got this.
She was much more offended than he was, apparently, or at least publicly was much more offended that that Bill wasn't giving Tom his proper due.
Yikes.
But those kids got a chance to be good looking, though.
I think
I haven't seen the kids, but yeah.
Now, since they're all plant-based stuff, I wonder if they're feeding the kids that. Because the kids have got to go to school and stuff like that, don't you think? Well, what is school right now, though?
Yeah, he's got this, what's the name of it? What number? It's based on his number, right? 12?
Yeah, something like that.
He's got this food regimen, this workout food eating regimen. He's like a psycho on that stuff, Joe. Ugh. I haven't studied it closely. You might, find out. But
that's the TB12 method. Mm-hmm. That was the book that he wrote.
Well, he sold a few more of those yesterday, that's for sure.
Brady eats a mostly organic, local, plant-based diet with no highly processed foods. In the morning, he starts with 20 ounces of water with electrolytes, then a fruit smoothie, and after working out and hugging Giselle, no, it doesn't say that.
What's the point of living?
More water and a protein shake. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lunch is typically fish and vegetables. I'd rather be fat and happy.
Isn't there a, except if you've won, if you've gone to 10 Super Bowls and won 6 and you got Giselle waiting at home.
True.
That was
a little more motivated.
Mm-hmm. Now, he had a baby with what actress?
It was
her name's not ringing a bell.
Never married her, but his first, and has a good relationship with the first really close companion.
Is it Rachel? Let me see here.
In the meantime, the Gopher basketball team's an enigma, aren't they?
They are. They are an enigma. They're bipolar is what they are, Joe. Now their bipolarness had been strictly home and road, right? Until Saturday when they managed to lose to Maryland. But
Bridget Moynihan, just Bridget to close Moynihan. Out that bookend.
They beat Michigan. The Gophers beat Michigan a week ago Saturday by 15. Then Michigan beat Maryland by 34, I think, no, 24, but beat them as bad as they wanted to. And then Maryland comes in there and beats us. So comparing scores doesn't work in the pandemic, apparently. I don't know.
No.
Did you see, by the way, Michigan shut her down for 2 weeks, all their athletics?
Yes. Everything.
Now, they said that the Michigan Health Department told them they should do that, or told them to do that. And Michigan Health Department says, we just recommended it. We didn't tell them that they had to do it. But I would say if the recommendation is you shut it down and you don't do it and somebody gets sick and has a real problem and, gets other effects, then you could probably put yourself in a situation where you get sued. So I think they pretty much made them. I don't know. I don't like this Wiley virus. It was bad enough when it was a pain in the ass, but now it's smart, too. I don't like that.
Will you be willing to wear two masks? Because that's now what's being recommended.
No, I won't.
I won't either.
I won't wear two.
And I'm asking, and not facetiously, if there's a third variant, are we going to be told to wear three masks?
No, but is it because of the variant?
Yes.
Well, why would that make a difference?
Well, to me, to tell me to wear two, you might as well be telling me that one hasn't been doing me any good.
Yeah, and why? Right. Because this variant is easier to spread. So
apparently,
that's why we need two?
Yeah, we need two masks.
Mm-hmm. How do they know this?
I've heard that, but
I wear one.
Yeah, I got the one. I've been wearing one at the gas station.
I wear it religiously when I'm out.
I put my finger in the oximeter every day to see how the oxygen's doing, and I take my temperature. And beyond that, what the hell can I do?
Right. You got to live your life.
Yeah. Not a damn thing. When you went to the Wild game Friday, was the press box full?
No, it was, there was probably 40 people in there maybe, but spread out like crazy,
Yeah, but you got the scouts up there and you got
No, you don't get as many. They don't have the hangers on or not there.
Oh.
They're up behind us. I saw a few people, but not too many. And, it's not, it's not the old, hanger out. The family members, each player got, what, four tickets or something? Fours. I know, who was it? Somebody gave their tickets to Dubnyk so he could bring more more relatives.
They had a nice tribute to him, though.
I think his family's still living here.
Mm. They did a nice tribute to him.
We also had a tribute to Donato. We don't deserve it.
Not feeling it.
He don't deserve it.
Not feeling it.
He don't deserve it, dude.
No.
That's like giving us a tweet. You gotta be here 2 years to get the tribute.
Right. It's not. We hardly knew ye. You know.
Hockey's
who was the
really
goalie?
Good.
Who was the goalie last year from South St. Paul? Who am I thinking?
Stalock. He's
Stalock. Yeah.
He had the virus, and there's something wrong with him.
Oh.
But they won't tell us what.
Is he still alive?
He's got an injury. Oh yeah, he's still here. He's got the injury, and then he had COVID complications, and I think the injury was sore knee something. Joe Rook.
I'm looking at.
He was going to be their number one goalie, you know, yeah. And then he was got banged up, and that's when they brought in Talbot. So
yeah, now Talbot's hurt.
I saw him get hurt, but I still don't know what it was.
Yeah.
I was there, though, for the pass between the legs at full speed. That was kind of fun.
I wish you would have gone in, though, huh?
It would have, yeah.
It
would have been. You've been watching that for years.
He was a non-factor until the last two minutes.
I got a text from him. No, it was early in the third period. They went on a power play.
Yeah.
And suddenly, I said, there he is.
Yeah.
And he had two shots on that power play. It was moving all around, and you could see the paranoia of the Sharks trying to figure out where he was because he was flying around and moving around, and he hit Dubnyk with two pucks there, a wrist shot and a backhand. But and then it was 5 minutes later when he came in, that was, I don't know, from you know me following the puck.
Right. Yeah. I needed
about two replays to figure out what the hell happened. How that puck? He had it over here on his left-handed shot, so he had it over here on his backhand, and the next thing he was shooting it on his forehand. And I said, "What the hell happened here?" I didn't see it hit anything. It was pretty neat. That was for sure. But I said, "How many high schoolers do you think he ruined with that?"
A lot of high schoolers are going to end up breaking their legs.
Yeah, they're going to end up hitting themselves in the ankle and stuff like that. They're going to have big chances.
Yes.
They're going to have big chances to score. They're going to play it between their legs.
But he's playing a guy who could make that play, and that's that Hurdle character can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Hurdle?
Yes.
For the Sharks?
Yeah, isn't he the expert on that or something?
Remember he scored 6 goals or something 2 years ago, and the last one was between his legs and a little bit of a controversy.
As to whether. I was saying, what would Jacques say? Would Jacques be for it, or would he just say, shoot the puck?
Why are you going through the leg?
Why you go through the leg, yeah. Why you go through the leg? So, then last night, I tell you, I think all sports are weird in this. Like the three worst teams in the three California teams all stink, basically, and they all won yesterday. You know,
it's a crapshoot.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And I mean, hockey is a lot that way. But the Kings won, the Ducks won, and the Shark won yesterday. So
what'll happen if the Wild do well? Then they got to go and if they win their division, and then they go and play. You know, like another division, whoever. I don't know who the playoffs.
The first two rounds are 1-4, 2-3 in your division because they're trying to keep the.
But then playing out, if they're playing lousy teams, they're not going to be. I mean, they're just going to be one and done once they get through their own conference or their own section.
I don't know. We still don't have a verdict on the goalie, do we?
No,
we don't know. I mean, it's too early to tell whether the goalie's good or not. You need a goalie in the playoffs, Rook. Did anybody ever tell you that?
You need a hot goalie,
mm-hmm.
A hot goalie for the Olympics and the playoffs.
That's true. What else is happening?
Well, I've been thinking, Timberwolves, there's not much to analyze there.
Oh, God. They won a game the other day when D'Lo decided not to play. Yeah. So they didn't have their two stars, and they won a game because they had some guys that actually tried. I went last when? I think I told you that. I went last Wednesday just because I was bored.
And how was it?
They were playing Orlando, and Orlando was missing 6 guys.
Mm-hmm.
They had five injured, one virus. And they were god-awful. And I left in the middle of the third period with our boys up 18, and they lost. I listened to Alan Hobart Vision because I don't have FSN. So okay. I was listening to Hobart, and I said, he's lying to me. He's lying to me.
I left, and they were up by almost 20.
This can't be happening. But they're, I don't know. I don't know what's, what, I don't
think. Well, Taylor can't sell him. He keeps trying.
No, and,
or has he stopped trying?
I don't think he's got to wait. I got to think the pandemic, if the price was 1.2, Bill, I got to think the pandemic cost you 200. And being rotten probably cost you another 100, right? It's probably not maximum price right now. I don't think he's like desperate to do it.
Four and 11 is what they are right now.
Well, they lost. They lost. They won their first two, and then they had won one out of 12 before they won the other night.
Hey, their streak right now though is one win.
That's good.
One with starts with one, huh?
That's good. How about the Gopher? I don't think Arizona State's ready for prime time.
No.
The Gophers got 10 against them, two games in a row. Yeah. You know, they're playing their whole schedule on the road against the Big Ten, Arizona
really?
State. Really? Yeah. They needed games, so everybody said, well, we're not coming down to Phoenix to play. Yeah, you can play us. So they basically came up for 3 weeks, played everywhere, went back home and, I don't know, took finals or did what they ever did. And now they're back on this ungodly road trip. And they got in here against a unhappy Gopher team and gave up 20.
Does Arizona State really need to play hockey?
I don't think so. They had a big booster down there, and he was going to – they need an arena. Their arena holds 600, so nobody wants to – St. Thomas. You know what I keep hearing? Keep hearing, A, St. Thomas is going to build a hockey arena.
Yeah. Another sheet?
Over UST? Over the seminary, over on that kitty corner over there.
Yeah, over by Goodrich.
And, no, not by the seminary, over where the seminary used to be, that land where, you know, kitty corner from, you know,
In
there where there's a, I think the ballpark's over there or something, right?
Right.
No. There's some soccer fields over there. The baseball stadium is still just off Creighton up at Selby.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. So, yeah, over where the soccer fields are. They're going to build a hockey arena, and, you know, they're giving out scholarships in hockey. It's just football that there's no scholarships. They think they're going to be pretty good.
Really?
They think they're going to get that, you know, the Minnesota. They're probably not going to beat the Gophers for a player, but they think they're going to be pretty good in a couple, 3 years.
Well, they could probably get some good, solid Minnesota recruits, too,
That's what they're thinking, Twin Cities kids.
For what that will cost them, why don't they just improve the hippodrome?
No, I think they want to have something with nice locker rooms and everything like that. You know, you got to
be modern.
The original rumor was they were going to build it next to Allianz Field and that McGuire was going to be in on the building of it, but I think that the pandemic probably took care of that plot. So
That's like similar to maybe, and these are just rumors, I don't have any solid information on this, but it's like St. Paul Academy, when after they tore my house down on Juno and Wheeler, they were going to build a second sheet of ice. And they went to the Drake family and said, hey, we'd like to build a second sheet of ice. And, again, we'd like to name it after, you know, Dr. Drake or whoever it was. And they said, well, you guys go right ahead and do that.
Yeah.
We don't have any money to give you, but you go ahead and do that. Thank you for the gesture.
That was not the idea.
SBA kind of said, well, maybe we can wait a little bit. I have that on semi-good authority
I ever saw Henry Boucher, beautiful Drake Arena.
Ooh.
Back in the days when they opened the doors
to make the
ice.
With the fence?
Yeah.
That was the chain link fence instead of the glass.
Were you, did you get to play in there, Joe?
I never played in there. That's after my time, I think.
Oh, man. They had the barrels to make the ice. They had the barrels back then. Henry, so it would have been. Well, he was there at 69 state tournament, so it was a winner of 68, I think.
Wow.
Because I just came there, and I said, I'm not a big hockey expert, but when you get the puck down behind your own net and 4 seconds later you're putting it in the other net, that means you can skate.
You're going somewhere.
That's telling me you can move. Mm-hmm. And
he learned that when the river cracked.
Yes, he did.
Get moving. That's the alligator
he
chasing
he told
you.
Us that. You hear that river cracking, you'd start hauling. Yeah. So
that was one of my other memories of Drake Arena. With the chain link fence, Bob Sweeney was standing right inside the entrance behind the goal. I don't remember who was playing, if it was SPA or Creighton or who, but Sweeney's had leaned up against the chain link fence, and up came a putt, a puck, and just tagged him right smack in the forehead. He said, I did the cardinal sin of the hockey, leaning my head up against it. Yeah, don't ever do that.
If you go back far enough in the history of St. Paul, SPA was for the... The rich kids.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Heavens, yes. Yeah.
Who is their current student body? Is it still that way? I don't know. I think they give a lot of scholarships to kids, don't they?
I don't know about the scholarship part. You got to be really smart to be there. To get in, you got to be really smart.
But athletically, it's all merged, right, with Minnehaha and in most sports, it's all merged.
The visitation SPA, the St. Paul United, that's over. Okay. I don't know why that's done, but my girls played for United, and in the last couple of years they somehow split their ways. So I'm not sure who's still merged and who's not. They're not known for their athletics. I know one of Matthew's buddies went to St. Paul Academy.
Yeah, they used to
started
good,
as a freshman.
They used to have good soccer when you played for them.
Oh yeah, when I taught the Lagos boys how to play, hey, you guys, yeah. You gotta might want to turn your foot a little more and don't kick it with the laces there.
Take advantage of my fat ass and use it to block out the other guys.
But you know what about Gerard and Manuel Lagos? They were not. You can get the star and you can be an arrogant son of a gun. They were never like that. Buzz and his wife kept those Lagos. Kevin was a pretty good player too. Their older brother. And they were so humble. And they knew I really stunk. I was going to use a different word, but they knew I really stunk. And every once in a while, pass it to Mikulski over there. Let him feel like something's going.
Let him try to get a goal. That's the way Chrissy Wendell used to play hockey. You know, she'd get her eight, and then she'd try to get any.
Dish it off of it.
Try to set her teammates up. No matter.
Eight was enough. Huh?
Yeah, eight was enough. She didn't. You know, she could have had 15 if she wanted to half the time at the dawning of women's hockey. You know, you know who's still playing for the local team here? Winnie Brote.
Winnie Brote.
Winnie's got to be 40, doesn't she?
She's
like the original, right?
Yeah, she's older than that. And then my nephew married Chelsea Brote, and Chelsea's still playing. The Whitecaps just had a big comeback. They were down 5-1 or 5-0.
A lot of the great players are still boycotting that league, right, because they don't like the salaries or something.
Right, they say they could be playing more. But you know what? There's not a lot of money in that
the
division or that conference.
Do you see where there's six teams in this league, Joe? You know where they're playing?
Lake Placid?
Yeah, they have their bubble in Lake Placid. Yeah. That's pretty neat.
That's pretty neat, yeah. That is cool.
You were in that arena, weren't you?
Oh, yeah.
With the hot goalie.
I mentioned that the other day, and I wrote a column I had in there. I said, when Herb Brooks won the hot goaltending of Jim Craig to the gold medal.
Forty-one years ago.
Oh God Almighty!
I got to go to the bank. Isn't it? I got to go to the bank.
You're going to the bank?
I got to go to the bank.
You go to the bank. Okay. Well, it was a slice, and there was a day when you and I are both be heading off to the Super Bowl, but those are long over, sir.
I think so. But you know what? That's okay.
Yes, it is.
Okay. I'm just fine with that.
All right.
We'd like to thank Bill Quillacy for not calling into this Monday Night Sports Talk version. And we'll catch you next time.
Wouldn't be fun to hear from him again, though, wouldn't it?
Yes, we'll find out if he's listening next week.
Probably a gynecologist or something.
All right.
See you later.
All right, boys.
See you.
Okay. And what... So what is the high school situation? Are we playing or are every how are they? I know your girls.
So we're still going, I guess.
No, I was just going to ask you a question.
Don't know. I'm not sure because I've been out of the game for a couple years.
How long has Sophia been done playing?
She finished. She's a junior now at UST. And remember, She could have had a scholarship to St. Olaf, but she didn't want to go away.
All the
she
way
didn't
to
want
Northfield, to.
She didn't want to.
30 minutes.
I said it's right down the street. It's one of the coaches for St. Olaf is a huge garage logician and sports talk listener. Mm-hmm. And he was working hard. He said, we've seen her on the ice. She's quick. She's not great with the puck, but she was a tough gamer.
Wasn't she a thug?
She was. She'd be sent out there to go screw up whoever's – to get in the way of whoever the good person was.
You know what she was, Pat? She was a goon.
She was a goon. She was a 98-pound goon, you know. But she was really good at getting in their way. And the star player would be like, who is this human fly? Mm-hmm. And, you know, she couldn't score. And, she'd take penalties. You know, she did the old slash on one gal. It was just.
She probably deserved it.
Probably deserved it, yeah. But you know what? I got to say, watching McLaren and Sophia play high school hockey, I know it wasn't boys hockey, but they play at some really good teams, and it was fun watching your kid play high school hockey. And that.
Oh, hell yes.
It was a good time. Now, Gabe will never play.
Most amazing improvement in a sport I've ever seen. Now, women's basketball, too, but women's hockey. When the first 5 years they played, half the goaltenders would watch the puck come through their legs. Nobody moved. Like
that, yeah. It wasn't even called hockey, Pat. It was called ringette.
Yeah, but I mean, after ringette, when they started playing hockey, well, now my granddaughter plays, you know. Since they were 9 or 10, they were better than the players when the game started.
Oh, my God. U-10s, U-12s, they are. They're crisp. And if you play a good team, like an Edina team or somebody that's already got a great program, it's unbelievably fun to watch.
Except Abby's kind of, you know, she got started late because she moved from Florida. And she's not big. And some of her best buddies are now on the A, and she's...
There's some politics in hockey still.
No, there's no politics. I mean, they deserve to be there, but it's different when you're not playing with your buddies.
Right,
you know?
That's true. Is she working on that behind the leg, in the leg thing? Yeah, she working on that in the driveway? Not that motivated.
I texted her yesterday to ask her if she was happy, if her and Luke were happy the Packers had won, and she reported no.
Maybe the Wild have a good year because Luke can't attend a game.
That's right. The Jinx cannot attend a game. That's right.
Continues.
I never thought of that. No Luke Dillon. That's right. They'll win the cup with Luke not ever seeing a game. That's right.
All right.
Hey, anybody have to go to the bank?
Yeah, I'm going to.
Okay, good. Okay. What's coming up on the ride? We'll see you.